So on this occasion of Ganesha Chaturthi, let's try to understand what is Ganesha Chaturthi, who is this Lord Ganesha, and why he has the special face of an elephant, and why he has got all these names, special names. And also it is highly recommended on Ganesha Chaturthi, we hear a particular pastime of Lord Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam called Shamanta Upakhyana from Dashamaskanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is how the Vaishnavas celebrate Ganesha Chaturthi. So the Puranas describe how Lord Ganesha appeared. The two Puranas mainly describe the appearance of Lord Ganesha, Skanda Purana and Brahma Vaivartata Purana. According to Brahma Vaivartata Purana, by the blessings of Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesha appeared to Mother Parvati. And when this boy, the son of Lord Shiva, when he appeared, he was extremely beautiful and effulgent, being the son of great personality, Lord Shiva. And he was so effulgent and so beautiful that every devata wanted to come and have his darshan, wanted to see that boy and take his darshan. So all the devatas came to behold this beautiful boy who has appeared as the son of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva in Kailasa. So everybody was having darshan, but this one person called Shani Dev, so he was hesitating to come and have darshan of Ganesh Vinayak. So then Mother Parvati saw this and she asked the Shani Dev, why are you hesitating so much to come and see my son? Please come, see him face to face. Actually, once upon a time when Shani Dev was doing dhyana, he was doing meditation. At that time, his wife, the daughter of Chitraratha, who's the wife of Shani, so she came before Shani, but because Shani was completely absorbed in his meditation on Lord Narasimhadev, so he could not notice that his wife had come before him. So his wife became very angry that my husband is not noticing me. He's not taking my presence seriously. So she became very angry and she gave one curse to Shani that whoever sees you face to face, or whoever you see face to face, their head will be cut off. So this was a curse given by the wife of Shani to Shani Dev. So that's why Shani Dev was hesitating to see Ganesh, Lord Ganesh, face to face. But Parvati was insisting, no, no, you have to come. Stand before my child and you have to see him. And Mother Parvati, she's you know, great personality, wife of Lord Shiva. How can you disobey her order? So Shani Dev came before Lord Ganesh and had face-to-face darshan of Lord Ganesh. Immediately his head was cut off. So that made everyone grew worried. What happened? What is this? Now how do we save the situation? And especially Mother Parvati, she was lamenting. Oh, what happened to my child? My beloved child. How do we save the situation? So she immediately started doing meditation on Lord Srihari, Krishna, Govinda. And immediately Srihari, Lord Krishna, appeared in Kailasa. And then Mother Parvati, she offered prayers. Oh my Lord, please save my child. Look at my child. What happened? He lost his head. So please save him. At that time, Lord Srihari brought an elephant face and gave that elephant face to Lord Ganesha. And Srila Madhvacharya explains all this in his commentary on Mundaka Upanishad and explains why Ganesha got this face of elephant. And there is a story behind that.